This is an oral history interview recorded with Nevea Antonello. We're recording the interview at Castelfranco in
Veneto.
Castelfranco Veneto, thank you, in the province of Treviso in northeast Italy. The date is the 28th of September 2018, and my name is Madeline Regan. Thank you, Nevea, for the agreeing to the being interviewed.
For me, it is a great pleasure.
That's terrific. So we'll begin with your family background. Okay. And your full name, please.
My full name is Nevea Mildred Antonello.
And what's your date of birth?
17th December 1955.
And you're going to tell me the story of how you were named.
How I was named? Well, in Adelaide, where Mum and Dad had got married, there lived a cousin of my father. And his wife's name was Mildred. And they asked him to be my godfather at my baptism. So he said, yes, but give your daughter my wife's name. My mum and dad did not agree with that. So they gave me the Mildred, the second name. So Nevea was the name of my father's brother, who died in war, during the war, in the 1940s. His name was Nevea. So they decided to call me Nevea.
So it's a lovely story.
It's a little bit messy, I think.
And can you tell me where you were born?
Where I was born? I know I was born at Rose Park in Adelaide. That's on my birth certificate.
And can you tell me your mother's name and her date of birth?
My mother's name is Sandrina Bertoncello. She was born the 1st of January 1934.
And your father?
My father's name is Mariano Antonello. And he was born the 9th of August, 1931.
And I am sorry that you had the sadness of your father's death earlier this year.
Yes, let's say, unfortunately, he passed away in March, the 8th of March.
And going back to your parents, why did they go to Australia?
In the early 50s, just getting out of the war, the war disaster, there was not much work here, as we do know here in Italy. And there were some friends, neighbours, family friends who had immigrated to Australia. So a friend called my dad, let him know that there was work there. My father was 20 years old and he left to get a better life and work.
And what year did he leave?
He left in 1952.
And I should have asked you about the place of birth of your parents.
Well, they were both born in San Martino di Lupari, Padova.
And how far is that from where you live now at Castelfranco Veneto?
About 8 kilometres. It is not far.
And so your father left in 52. And what about your mother?
My mother, they had kept in touch by letter. And they had decided that it was time to get together. And so my mother decided to go to Australia. And when she arrived in February, she was in a family, my father knew, that were not from far away from Castelfranco of origin. And then they got married in March, the 13th of March
in
1954.
And you spoke about the situation in Italy at the time, which obviously was very difficult.
Yes, very, very difficult. And it seemed that going overseas, going to Australia, there was more opportunities of work. That was true.
And do you know who your parents knew in Adelaide at that time?
Yes, more or less. There was this, dad went by Mr. Vanzo. His Giuseppe Vanzo, and they gave him a hand finding a job, but he was like a bricklayer. But my father also didn't know how to do a painting, and so something he did find. But as we know, when he went to Australia, he did have to have a place to live, and a job. He did have to have that. And these people gave him a hand. Then also, there was another person from San Martino di Lupoli, famous, I don't know if until now, he was the owner of the Champion Bakery. And he was also like a neighbour, my father's neighbour. He lived in the same street.
And do you remember the name?
I have a moment of amnesia.
Was it Bergamin?
He had a funny name, because I remember his nickname, but I don't remember well his surname.
So when your father arrived, did he live with the Vanzo?
No, actually I can't say. I really don't know. I think perhaps. Now, I don't remember of this.
And your father at 20 had been working, if he could, here in Italy?
He did have some, yes, he was doing some jobs, doing something, but it seemed a better opportunity.
And what work had he been doing here?
Painting.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
they do a little bit of this and a little bit of that. But yes, he did.
And had your mother been working?
Yes, Mum, when she arrived.
Here
in Italy, yes. She did work in San Martino di Lupoli, a famous factory that produced the... the rulers for bricklayers.
Oh, like
the wooden
the measuring.
The wooden measures.
Okay. Yeah. And when your mother arrived in Adelaide, did she find work?
Yes, she started, she told me she started working in a jam factory for a while. Then she found work as a helper in a family. She was doing all the housekeeping for a family who was well off. They had horses. I remember that I was small, and once she took me to visit the house, and I know they put me on a pony.
Do you remember where that was?
No, I don't remember the town at the moment, no.
And where did your parents live when they first got married?
Oh, I don't know whereabouts in Adelaide, no. No, I can't remember, no, because my mum hasn't, or at the moment I do not remember, unfortunately.
And when you were born, where were your parents living? You're not sure?
No. Because Everett Park or something like that.
Oh, okay.
I'm not so sure.
Because then they bought a house.
They had bought a house in Goodwood.
And we'll start talking now about your memories.
Well, now that you're making me think, When I was born, they had bought the house already in Goodwood. I had grown up there. So now I'm just remembering of some photos. And that was where I was living anyhow. I think that's when I was born or just a little bit after, they did buy the house in Goodwood.
Do you have any first memories?
First memories? In what way?
First like memories? Sometimes people say, oh, I've got a really clear memory of something happening or being at the beach or, you know, playing with a doll or something.
Oh, yeah. No, well, I've got our backyard had an old orange tree and a lemon tree. And I had a swing, and that's what I remembered. Anyhow, what I do remember really was my parents were always under pressure, because since I was born, I had been very, very restless. Really restless. I did run away from home quite a few times just to go and visit somebody nearby, and often also family friends say I used to hurt myself. And I'd just get stuck into the gate or falling over the gate. My mum would find me just fainted because they said they didn't know what to do with me.
So you had a lot of energy.
Yes, and there is once that I can remember in all my lifetime. And I remember my father crying. I'd have had four or five years old I was. And I went to kindergarten, and it was on the Goodwood Road. And one morning I decided that I didn't want to go to kindergarten because I was big. I want to go to primary school. And so I went out from the gate, and I found an old lady. And I asked her, would she make me cross the road because I have to go to primary school? Obviously, this lady did see me on my own, and I wasn't the age for primary school. And just nearby was a local police station, and they had took me to Adelaide to the police department, and they had to get in touch with my mother and father. And then this thing happened a second time, and they were thinking of taking me away from my family. Because they were thinking the police thought that my parents were not taking care of me. But they didn't know that I was so tremendous and restless that I was always running away from home.
You wanted adventure.
Yes, and I remember that time my father was crying.
Because he was worried?
Yes, because they thought they were not taking care of me, and they didn't know all the problems that I had caused.
Wow.
Yes.
When you were growing up,
yes.
Who do you remember that your family mixed with?
We had friends from Puglia. There was some friends also, a couple were in partnership with my father because they did run a business. They were concrete layers and brick layers. And so they were friends, and these had six or seven brothers. So they were part of the friendships that they had there. Then we had two or three families from here north, from here Castello di Godego, from One di Fonte. And that's it. Then there was some Calabresi, but now I don't remember. You know, there are persons that you catch up more than others. But when it was time to have party, when it was party time or barbecues, somebody had a confirmation, somebody had the baptism, then that was always, everybody was invited, always a great party. Marriages. It was really nice. It wasn't the difference of North or South. It was, we're Italians.
So you'll get together.
Get together and just have fun.
Yeah. And who else was in your family in Adelaide?
My family? No one.
You had?
I did have an auntie, which was which is my mother's sister, she had passed through with her husband, and they came to Adelaide, went to Sydney, Melbourne. They stayed in Australia for about 10 years. Then they came back to Italy.
And in your own family, you had two sisters?
I have two sisters, yes.
And but, so you were born in 55?
Five. Then my sister Phyllis was born in 1960. And my younger sister Diana was born in 1964.
And you've told me that you were a very responsible older sister.
Unfortunately, yes. I was the older sister and I had to take care of them, and it was like that then. I had no choice. I did have, I did my schooling, I had my swimming, I was in the Unley Swimming Association, and it did fit in for then.
And your mother began working when you were a small child?
I think she stopped working for a few years when my younger sister was born. And then when she was about 3 years old, 2 years old, she started working at the Ashford Hospital.
And so you took on more of a responsible role then?
Exactly, yes, yes.
Yeah. And what about your schooling? Where did you go to school?
I went to high school at Dawes Road High, which is now, it's not Dawes Road High, has it, I think? No, it's another name. Now, at the moment, I don't remember it.
That's all right.
Yes.
It's a long time ago.
Yes, I went to Australia and I found it was the name of the road. It's the name of the road now, but Dawes Road, the Pasadena High it is now.
Excellent memory. And what about primary school? Where did you go for primary school?
I went to St. Thomas's Catholic School, always in Goodwood.
And what did you like about school?
Well, I did like going to school. Didn't like much the nuns, though. No.
And did your parents go to church?
Yes, it was, let's say, it's important to keep up with your religion, and it was also a way to meet other people, because it's always, it's always getting together in anyhow, meeting, and that's it. But they were always religious and following all our religion.
And you told me that you used to help out a bit in the parish of Goodwood.
Yes, certainly. The younger ones, as we did always get together once a week to make all the small booklets of what was going on in the parish. And so I was always in the middle anyhow with the young people. We did go singing sometimes at certain times of the year for the masses. And once I remembered we had a prize that the Father Kelly, our parish priest, organised a weekend at Moana Beach, which is also Moana and
Aldinga,
yes, but I remember Moana.
And we worked out that Father Kelly, of course, was my uncle.
Yes, quite
a coincidence. Yeah. Do you remember if he spoke Italian?
Well, no, this I don't know. Perhaps he could say some words, but now I don't remember.
And how many years of high school did you do in Adelaide?
In Adelaide, I went 2.5 years.
Mm. And how did you find high school?
Oh, I liked studying. I liked it. And I was doing my third year, and it was interesting because I was starting out with other subjects, and it was interesting. But we went away, and I didn't think that we were staying in Italy. I thought we were going back.
Tell me the story of that time.
Yes.
So what time of the year did your parents leave?
We left in May.
And so the idea was that this was a family holiday?
That was what I remembered. That's what they did say to us.
In
71. And in fact, we didn't go away with all our luggage. We only went with the luggage for 2 or 3 months. Then things happened that we were staying in Italy. And my dad went back to Australia to fix all things up, sell the house, package clothes and whatever. And I did lose some of my things, some of my books, and I had no way of getting in touch with nobody. I did lose a lot of my life that way.
So there was, do you remember a discussion that...
No, no, I had no idea what was happening.
So it must have happened that one day your father said he was going back to Adelaide.
Actually, the trip was paid to and from Italy. So we did know we were going back. Otherwise, if we were leaving to stay in Italy, we should have had all our luggage, all boxes and whatever. But we didn't.
A one-way ticket?
It was a two-way, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, instead, it was a two-way ticket. I don't know. We just don't know. Nowadays, with my sisters, we're trying to work out what could have really happened, but we are not sure. The only thing that I did know, I was supposed to be here on holidays. And my mum said, well, you're not doing anything. Go to your auntie to learn how to work. Because my auntie had dry cleaning. And so she said, go and learn something. And then I started out working in the winter. It was autumn. Dad was going back to Australia. And I was working in another place. Sewing sheets.
And what about your schooling? Did you go to school here?
I only did my high school grade in night school. I had to do it for 2 years.
So you were working while you were doing the...
Yes, and I was helping my mum.
And do you remember asking your parents what was happening?
We did ask, and my mum only cried, and she said, it's also your fault because you always wanted to, you said that you wanted to stay here. But yes, I can agree that perhaps it seemed nice to stay in Italy because I had my grandparents and aunties and uncles. But at that age, I did not have the maturity to know how life can go on.
When you arrived, like before that dramatic change, what was it like to meet your grandparents and your aunties and uncles?
It seemed so nice. It's something that we had always dreamed of, having a family, having your relatives. And I thought it was wonderful. But unfortunately, I realized as time went by, we were not so... they were happy to have seen us, but then in the end we had not really, we did not get together. We seemed more like, how can I say, we're a bit heavy. They didn't want to be bothered with us. This is what hurts most of all.
Was it a difficult time for families making, you know, money at the time? Would that have been a problem?
I suppose they came with the idea. My dad said, well, we can make it, building a house, it's easy, get good money. But unfortunately, the 60s had passed by. It wasn't more like that anymore. It wasn't like that.
So do you think it was the same sort of level as Australia, or was it different?
But I think that in Australia, anyhow, they had a better life. My dad says not, but I don't know now, really. I think they could have been better off in some way, because here we were on our own anyhow. This is what I think.
When you first came, who did you stay with? You know,
When
like when you
we
thought it
first,
was
of course,
holidays.
we were in my father's family house, and
And
auntie, his brother, gave us accommodation because they had a couple of spare rooms at that time.
was that a big house? Were there a
Yes,
lot
they
of
had.
people living there?
Yes, because at that time in the house there was my father's brother. He had two brothers and a sister. One brother only was married. The other brother and sister were single, but they did all live in the house.
So how many people would have been living there?
Well, before we arrived, there was my auntie, my uncle, and their daughter, and my other auntie and uncle.
Right. And then on your mother's side, who were the relatives that you were seeing?
When we my grandmother and my grandfather, my uncle, and then there was he was not married, so he was living with my grandparents. And I have other two aunties who lived nearby, but not in the house, no.
So the custom was that if the sons and daughters didn't marry, they stayed at home.
Mostly, yes, there was
And if the son married, the wife came to live with the parents, the
well,
man's parents?
usually it's like that because that is an Italian mentality. But also there could have been a man going get married, going into the wife's house. It depends.
And were, say, your grandparents living in the village or outside?
Oh no, in the village,
And
yeah.
did they have land?
No.
And what about with your father's family? Were they
No.
no land?
No. My father's brother, one of his brothers, was a shoemaker. He did shoe repairs, he made shoes. And my auntie, his wife, did work in a local tannery.
And when your father went back to Australia to pack up and finish things there, where did you and your mother and your sisters live?
We had to transfer to my grandmother's house, which is was exactly out of the world.
Can you explain what it
Well, it
was
was a
like?
really old house with no toilet, no bathroom, no heating, no running water.
No running water.
No.
So for how old were you? 15, going
15,
six.
16.
How did that feel?
Terrible. We seem to be back into the 1800s.
Did you think it was strange?
I understood, but not so much. Because I said to my mum, why don't we go back? And she said, it's too late. She told me this. I don't know.
Before, had you been staying with your father's family, and did they have more facilities in their house?
Yes, they had built a new house, so you had your bathroom in the house. But it was a bit uncomfortable because you do feel that you are too much.
And you were a family of five
Yes,
coming.
well, yes, I understand that, but I understand that when I get older. I did understand when I was old enough to. When I was young, those are things that you feel uncomfortable, but you don't know why, really.
And not possible to talk about it.
No.
So, how long would it have been for your father to have settled all those things in Adelaide? Like, was he away for a long time?
Well, he stayed away for about 4 or 5 months, yes.
And in that time, was your mother working or...?
No.
So how did she live, you know, what about income and...?
Well, these are things that I don't know how to explain. No, she didn't work because she didn't have her driver's... She doesn't have a driver's license and she never did have it. And so she was just holding on. I thought perhaps she gave a hand to my auntie with the dry cleaning, but I'm not so sure.
And for you, you were working and then when your father arrived, what happened then, you know, back here?
Back here, we stayed for quite a few months, nearly a year, in San Martino de Lupari. And they were just looking around to buy or a bar or a restaurant, too big a restaurant. And then we had a look around and found a small bar in Castelfranco Veneto. But my father did find a job as a painter at that time. They were doing all the... outdoor paintings of big buildings, and my mum looking around, and it was about September 1972 that they started. Mum started running this bar. I was studying my high school third year in Italy. It's a third year, which is a middle school, and I was doing it by night. But Mum said, you must study something else. So at the nearby institute run by nuns, there was a small school. They were studying high school there, but I could not go. And they did have some courses studying for secretary, managing. And so I was doing morning school, night high school, because the nuns were giving me a hand to go ahead, and during the day I was giving my mum a hand with the bar.
Busy.
Very busy.
And did you have to learn Italian?
I tried to learn Italian. It was very difficult for me because I didn't know all the grammatics and whatever. I did understand when they did teach, but I also did shorthand. Yes, I was good on writing shorthand. The problem was afterwards I didn't know what I did write. I could not put in the right words.
I think shorthand is so difficult.
Yes.
Yeah. So how long did you work in the bar? And you know, when you said you were going to school in the morning, so that was to do the third year?
No, in the afternoon. In the evening was doing
in the
third
evening,
year.
Sorry.
In the morning, yes.
What were you doing in the morning?
I was doing typing,
the
shorthand, secretary. And
then in the afternoon you were working in the bar. And then at night school.
Yeah.
Wow, busy.
And for 3 months, I slept in the nuns, with the nuns.
Because?
Because Mom and Dad were still living in San Martino di Lupari, and I had no way to go home. So talking with the nuns, said they could give us a hand and let me sleep there. They did have like a boarding house for single ladies who were teachers. So they let me sleep there. They gave me a hand too.
And what was that like?
Terrible. Oh, now I've got the all.
Like rules and regulations?
Yes, and, yes, certainly. But anyhow, everybody to bed at 9 o'clock, usually, yes. And I used to come home later because with the high school, with the night school. But there was a nun always waiting for me to open the door. She was waiting for me. They knew that I was coming up. And then at December 1972, at the 17th December 1972, I slept my first night in our house, an apartment in Castelfranco Veneto. Finally, we were on our own.
Like the family again
Again,
by
by
itself.
itself, yes.
So, how long had that been from the date you'd left Australia in May of 19?
Over 1.5 years.
That's a long time for a young girl who likes would like privacy and like to do things, hair and makeup, and it wasn't possible for that other part.
Yes, no, it was a hard time.
So, you were in your accommodation, and did life change a bit for you then?
I suppose so, because living in a big town, you are more independent, even going by foot, with your bike, or yes. It was easier. And also, Castelfranco Veneto is a nice town to live in, really.
How did you make friends?
That's a hard. That's a hard. That is hard. I had difficulty in making friends.
I was thinking at that age it would have been a challenge, because by that time kids here would have already had their friends and.
I most probably be somebody could say that I'm saying something wrong, but this is the feeling that I had, and it is a feeling that I have taken that has followed me for very many years. Persons did always see you like a foreigner, and not always were friendly.
So that didn't make it easy to
No,
make friends.
no. I had my life did not give me the opportunities to anyhow to have friends. I really don't know why.
Was it the same for your younger sisters or different?
Perhaps my younger sister Diana had less problems than all of us. My sister Phyllis did have a hard try too with the school. When we came to Castelfranco Veneto, I think, yes, she shouldn't have had many problems, but actually, I don't think she had so many friends either.
But she was 13.
She was 11 when we arrived in Italy. She was 11 years old.
Oh, 5 years
Difference.
difference. Yeah. Were there any positive things about living in Italy?
And this is a very difficult question to answer. The positive, I don't know. Perhaps being in a nice town like Castelfranco Veneto, it was easy to catch a train to travel. I've never thought of these things that way.
What about the families? Like, was it easier to have contact with your mother's family and your father's family once you had your independence?
Yes, we could meet up. We did often go to my grandmother. Yes, this things were different when you just meet up occasionally. Yes, I think I'm not. It is a very hard try this.
Ah, and what about the negatives? Like I guess like the sense that you were that you didn't have the life that you had in Adelaide. That must have been difficult.
Yes, I had no. There was a swimming pool, but my problem was that my mother always did count on me. So part of my life was not able to be lived. I had to give a hand to my mum. I had to take care of my sisters. And so life just went on that way. Then I did meet a boy, which then became my husband. And then they were friends because you get together with this man, and so you get together with his friends too. When I divorced, I lost also the friends.
And that happens sometimes, doesn't it?
Yes, yes, yes.
And you have a beautiful daughter.
Wonderful, beautiful, wonderful.
Tell me about Sylvia and when was she born?
Sylvia was a real hard try because previously I did lose a baby girl. And so when I was pregnant of Sylvia, I was really taken care and followed by my doctor because I could lose her. And things came out that in the end she was born. And beautiful eyes. She was really wonderful. It seemed a miracle. I think the birth is a miracle.
Mm. What year was she born?
She was born the 31st of January, 1985.
And now you see her nearly every day?
Yes, yes. Even today we had lunch together, or now I'm doing some swimming. And so it was her idea to tell me, come on Saturdays too, because we can meet up. So I'm doing that. I think I did a good job with her. She's quite, how can I say, she is tenace in Italian.
Tenacious?
Tenacious.
Strong?
Strong, yes, yes.
Maybe she's like her mother.
Perhaps. I don't know. I think she's got a bigger... she's a quite quicker with her tongue more than her mother.
What aspects of Australia, like language or culture or identity, have you passed on to Sylvia?
Well, I think the freedom, thinking free... the culture. I've always talked about Australia, that I loved it. And when she had at high school, she had to make a history of a place that she would like to go to, and she did do it on Ayers Rock. When this winter we went for the trip to Australia, we went to Ayers Rock, and she said, it is a dream come true for me.
How lovely.
Lovely. And she had her birthday at Ayers Rock.
Oh, yes. Wow.
It was magical.
Yeah, it would have been fantastic.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about yes. going to Australia in yeah. a moment, but... I just wanted to ask, what about your younger sisters? What do they feel about Australia?
They do feel it. We are always saying, and this was a dream of mine, to go together. And my younger sister says, Nevea, I'm thinking since you have been away, why can't we three of us go there? I said, yes, I'd love to. I'd love to because... you can put your heart to peace.
And do you think that it is, like, you know, your sense of having been a 15, 16-year-old but having that number of years...
Yes.
..is different from, say, Phyllis, who left when she was 11, and your sister Diana, who left when she...
She was 6 years old. Seven, 6 years old, seven. we've got 10 years difference, 9 years difference. And she didn't miss so much. They did get on together, because when they were alone, they were at it together. I was the oldest, and I was a bit out of it. Let's say that with my sisters, I did not really, well, I think it's the same for most. We did catch up after the 20s with sisters, and now we're always together. We're always searching one another. When you've got families, when you've got problems, the things are different. You do really, and I think it's also mum and dad anyhow, they have always tried to keep the family together. Sundays eating together and keeping us near one another. I think they did, anyhow, that was a good job, keeping us.
Yeah.
Not hiding anything. Not making a difference from one to another, and this helps us to keep together, facing big problems that we had and that we are having. We are always together,
and that's important, isn't it?
Certainly.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, your parents, how did they feel about their time in Australia? Did they talk about it very much?
My father, not much. He did have his friends and he had his work. Mum loved Australia. Mum, when she stayed here, she was depressed. She would never talk about it. Somebody said, come and have a trip back. I will not go back. She didn't want to go back. And she took quite some time to get over staying here. So that's what we're not understanding, me and my sisters, what happened really at that time.
And would you have asked your parents about it?
We tried, and my mum said, it's your father's fault. And my father was happy, said, I wanted to stay back. I wanted to come back to Italy. But I think they really did not face the problem, actually. I think they never faced it. We try to ask why, but they always try to change it. When we did try to ask, they did not really face the problem with us.
Did your father ever go back to Australia?
No, no. He said he was tired of doing certain jobs, but I don't know. I think it was a kind of immaturity. It was not, but I am. It's difficult to really understand what goes through your parents' minds. Sometimes they're not honest, neither with themselves and neither with you.
And if they can't talk about it for themselves, it would be almost impossible to talk about it with their children.
I think so, yes. We just make some just supposals, yes.
Suppositions,
yes.
I wanted to ask you about your links to Australia. What keeps you connected to Australia?
We call Auntie, but my sister's godmother, and she was always writing to my mum, always writing Christmas cards, Easter cards, letters, perhaps once or twice a year. Then there was my godmother. She was sending me Christmas greetings, birthday greetings, and every now and then calling each other. We did keep in touch, perhaps not often, but it did happen. And then my godmother and godfather came to Italy 6 years ago or 7 years ago with their daughter and her companion and their both sons. And we met up. It was wonderful. They had come also about 15 years ago also. And that's, we always kept up. When I had decided to come for a visit to Australia to go back, I did find that the way to get in touch with Rosie, who's my godparents' daughter. And so I worked it out. And also, 4 years ago, I met up with a friend that we did remember each other many years ago, who's Gary Vansel. His parents, when I was in Australia, had a dairy farm. And I always remember that we did go and visit them.
And where was the farm?
The farm was at Mildura. Mildura, Tailenbend.
Murray Bridge?
Murray Bridge, yes. Mildura's another, Murray Bridge. And so he came with his uncle and we got together. So every now and then a phone call, email, we kept in touch.
And how important was that for you to have kept in touch with the, you know, your godparents and your sister's godparents and then the Vansel connection?
It's always a part of my life of Australia. That is a part of my life and I cannot forget. That's where I lived my first years, even till I was nearly 16. It was my life. It's when you're growing up.
Important years.
Yes, also. And also a thing that I have forgot. Before leaving for Italy, I had asked to be accepted in the hostess school. And I had been accepted. They had sent me a letter that I was accepted to go to the school.
And was that with one of the airlines?
Yeah, I think with the at that time it was ANA Airlines. And that's what I lost.
I can understand that a dream.
Yes.
And then not to be able to realise it.
No, yes.
Might just pause here for a minute. Mm. I should have. Tap me. Where's my phone?
I can hear something.
Oh, here. Yeah. Oh, it's Madeline. That's all right. I have to remember it. Now, I can understand that you feel quite emotional. Are you okay?
Yes. Yeah, that's normal for me.
Is that? I feel quite emotional listening to you. I was thinking, I don't know what I would have done